What's she doing? Gary! What ails you? Stop that wailing! Betty, what happened? What are you doing to her, Betty?
The song! The song! She cannot bear to hear the Lord's name.
No, God forbid. Mercy, run to the doctor. Tell him what's happened here.
Mark it for a sign. Mark it.
That child is a notorious sign of witchcraft afoot, goody nurse. A prodigious sign.
Rebecca, nurse, go to her. We're lost. She suddenly cannot bear to hear the Lord's name.
Is she going to fly again? I hear she flies.
There's hard sickness here, John's Corey, so please to keep the quiet.
And be quiet now.
Sorry.
Now, Betty. There, Betty. Child. There.
What have you done?
What do you make of it, Rebecca?
Goody nurse, will you go to my Ruth and see if you can wake her?
I think she'll wake in time. Pray calm yourselves. I have 11 children and I'm 26 times a grandma. And I've seen them all through their silly seasons. And when it come on them, they will run the devil bowleg keeping up with their mischief.
Aye, that's the truth of it, Rebecca.
This is no silly season, Rebecca. My Ruth is bewildered, Rebecca. She cannot eat.
Well, perhaps she's not hungered yet. Mr. Parris, I hope you're not decided to go in search of loose spirits. I've heard promise of that outside.
The wide opinion's running in the parish that the devil may be among us, and I would satisfy them that they are wrong.
Then let you come out and call them wrong. Did you consult the wardens before you called this Reverend Hale to look for devils?
He's not coming to look for devils.
Then what's he coming for?
There'll be children dying in the village, mister.
I see none dying. This society will not be a bag to swing around your head, Mr. Parris.
Pray calm yourself, John. Mr. Parris, I think you'd best send Reverend Hale back as soon as he come. Set us all to arguing again in the society. And we thought to have peace this year. I think we ought to rely on the doctor now and good prayer.
Rebecca, the doctor's baffled.
If so he is, then let us go to God for the cause of it. There's prodigious danger in the seeking of loose spirits. And I fear it. I fear it. Let us rather blame ourselves.
Oh, may we blame ourselves. I am one of 9 sons. The Putnam seed have peopled this province. In it I have but 1 child left out of 8. And now she shrivels.
I cannot fathom that.
But I must. You think it's God's work that you should never lose a child, nor grandchild either, and I bury all but 1. There are wheels within wheels in this village, and fires within fires.
When Reverend Hale comes, you will proceed to look for signs of witchcraft, Mr. Perez.
You cannot command Mr. Perez. We vote by name in this society, not by acreage.
I never heard you worried so in the society, Mr. Proctor. I do not think I saw you at Sabbath meeting since Snowflow.
I have trouble enough without I come 5 miles to hear him preach only hellfire and bloody damnation. You take it to heart, Mr. Pettis. There are many other who stay away from church these days because you hardly ever mention God anymore.
Why, that's a drastic charge.
Oh, that's somewhat true. There are many to quail to bring their children.
I do not preach for the children, Rebecca. No. It is not the children who are unmindful of their obligation toward this ministry. My contract provides I be supplied with all my firewood. I am waiting since November for a stick, and even in November I had to show my frostbitten hands like some London beggar.
You are allowed £6 a year to buy your wood, Mr. Parris.
I regard that £6 as part of my salary. I'm paid little enough without I spend £6 on firewood.
60 plus 6 for
the
firewood.
The salary is £66, Mr. Proctor. I'm not some preaching farmer with a book under my arm. I am a graduate of Harvard College.
Aye, and well instructed in arithmetic.
You are the first minister ever to demand the deed to this house. The last meeting I were at, you spoke so long on deeds and mortgages, I thought it were an auction.
I want a mark of confidence, is all. I am your 3rd preacher in 7 years. I do not wish to be put out like a cat whenever some majority feels a whim. You people seem not to comprehend that a minister is the Lord's man in the parish. A minister is not to be so lightly crossed and contradicted.
Aye.
There is either obedience or the church will burn like hell is burning.
Can you speak 1 minute without we land in hell again? I am sick of hell.
It is not for you to say what is good for you to hear.
I may speak my heart, I think.
What? Are we Quakers? We are not Quakers here yet, Mr. Proctor. And you may tell that to your followers.
My followers?
There is a party in this church. I am not blind. There is a faction and a party.
Against you?
Against him and all authority.
Why, then I must find it and join it.
Oh. He does not mean that.
We confessed it now.
I mean it solemnly, Rebecca. I like not the smell of this authority.
No, John.